lot in the business sector, and there's a growing amount in the scientific sector. In the business sector, you can, for instance, have individuals involved in mock reviews for a law review and evaluate the quality of the decisions that are being made and demonstrate that when you have a diverse panel versus a fairly homogeneous panel, there's more information that's brought in that could be considered the ideal approach to the problem. When you look at people who have done work in the stock market and look at homogeneous teams versus heterogeneous teams from a diversity standpoint, the more homogeneous team ended up paying more and getting less return on investment than the heterogeneous team. It's kind of almost like there was a group think of the homogeneous group. So they drove up the prices and paid a lot more for the stock than they needed to. In the scientific arena, we have research that demonstrates that when you look at the diversity of a scientific team, whether you're looking at that diversity based upon seemingly race, ethnicity, based upon name, or looking at diversity based upon the geography of where the individuals come from, or look at diversity based upon the number of other citations that they've brought into their planning, the research leads to publications that is more impactful when you have a diverse team versus a very homogeneous team. And that seems to be over and over again that we're able to demonstrate those sorts of things. So that's a reason to really pay attention and try to make sure you have a lot of different viewpoints.
So if we're looking at diversity in this world, we have to look at the workforce, the doctors and researchers. And of course, part of it involves trials, clinical trials of drugs or other treatments. You want to make sure that that pool of people who are part of these studies represent the true diversity of the population. How do you do that?
So diversifying clinical trials is an art and a science. And there are multiple things that need to be considered. You need, as you're designing the study, not to have so many reasons a person can't participate that you end up excluding various populations. Like many times you end up excluding older adults because people can't have lots of other illnesses or can't be on lots of medications. That's just as applicable as well to what's considered underrepresented minority groups here in the United States currently. African Americans, Hispanics often have multiple chronic conditions. They're on multiple medications. They may have some mobility problems, just as older adults may have some mobility problems. So you need to design the study in a way that you don't end up just excluding those people. You also need to be prepared